You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
March the 28th of 2025, live from our downtown studios of 98.9 WXCO at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Currently 35 degrees under overcast skies. I'm Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us by going to YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel. Get a video stream of this program and also be able to go back and watch previous episodes as well. Again, that's at YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO part of the log, of the site, I should say. Coming up here in the second hour of the program, we'll be joined by Paul Miklik talking Wisconsin sports at 9:21. Coming up at the end of the program, we'll have our daily history lesson. Talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. Talk about some of the celebrity birthdays going on. Talk about some of the special events being acknowledged today. And we'll have our number for the day quiz. And we do that at the end of every program. Give Ian Welsh a number. And we give him three choices for the number for the day, two of which are incorrect, one of which is correct. And one out of three, based on the math, just guessing on it, 33%. So every week we hope to have him be above 33% in terms of his correct answers. That would be a passing week. We also hope that we get more right than wrong, which is 3 out of 5. His best ever week is 4 out of 5. But so far this week, it's 1 out of 4. So that means today it is all on the line when it comes to today. Have to get it right in order to get a passing grade. So that will be coming up in the final moments of the game, of the show, I should say. And so how do you feel? Do you feel like you're going to be able to pull it out? Because yesterday, you knew you came in yesterday knowing you'd have to get the final 2 days right. And you were able to do it yesterday, and now you have to do it again today.
Yeah. Feeling pretty good about it. A little nervous, but my parents had sent me the positive vibes on yesterday's number, and that really helped me out. So I'm hoping I can do it again.
And would you like to know the topic of today's number for the day?
I would. Have we decided on a topic?
I have decided on a topic.
Okay. I'm ready.
It is Alaska.
Alaska.
Alaska. Because we have our
beautiful state, by the way,
daily history lesson, and we won't be speaking of it because it's actually on Sunday, the anniversary, March the 30th. But Alaska was purchased by the United States on March the 30th of 1867. So it's kind of based on our history lesson with the weekend and a famous event that occurred over the weekend.
Okay.
So Alaska will be the topic of today's number for the day quiz.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I think it is. It's actually...
Can't wait to find out what the question is.
Yep, so we're going to let you know about that coming up at the very end of the show. Last night, I was I got home and I was watching YouTube. I get into these YouTube rabbit holes and just watch a lot of stuff on YouTube.
I know how you feel.
And too. You see a lot of commercials on YouTube, unless you opt out and buy it, and I don't do that. Mm. And I kept seeing this commercial last night when it came to the state Supreme Court race. And it was a Brad Schimmel spot. It was not one of those third-party spots, because I think there's a difference between when a spot is paid for by the campaign and when a spot is paid for by one of the third-party groups that supports a campaign. But this spot kept showing up over and over again as I was watching YouTube for a couple of hours at least.
Okay.
And it was from the Brad Schimmel campaign. And it was a campaign. It started off with this news item. It said, "Breaking news." It showed, like, I think one of the Milwaukee news television stations. "President Donald Trump endorses Brad Schimmel for the Wisconsin State Supreme Court." And then it's big. Then the commercial continues talking about how Donald Trump is counting on Brad Schimmel. Brad Schimmel being is the support of Donald Trump. Need to help Donald Trump because Donald Trump is, you know, supporting Brad Schimmel. And I'm thinking, you know, this is a candidate for the state Supreme Court that is running as a law and order candidate. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, when is the last time a state judicial race anywhere in the country or a race that involved something involving justice, and usually they're for judges or maybe a district attorney or whatever it may be, the last time that anybody ran a commercial for, on their own behalf, touting the fact that a 34-time convicted felon supports them for a judicial spot? I mean, this guy is trying to run as a guy that believes in law and order, a guy that follows the law and follows in it. And his big last couple of days of this election, he's running this spot over and over again that a 34-time convicted felon, a guy that was convicted of 34 felonies just last year, mm-hmm. less than a year ago, last summer, is the reason you should vote for him for state Supreme Court. It just shows the bizarro world that we live in right now.
That's sad.
That we have this person that is saying that, okay, Wisconsin, I think that a majority of you will vote for me because, well, helping that Donald Trump supports me. 34-time convicted felon, a guy that lies all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, it's true. And it's like, he's, oh, I can't say it. Yeah, he gets up there and he lies all the time. Along the same line, today is Friday. And if you go to down the street, tune in down the street. One of the folks on their morning show is Chris Conley. And he does a commentary every day. And on Fridays, he does Or Faith on Fridays, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Friday on Faith. I don't know.
Something that involves...
Friday on Faith.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, and again, and today he talks about his dog. Terrific. And then he talks about Jesus. And I'm thinking, you know what would have been a good topic this week?
Mm-hmm.
And again, he can do whatever he wants. I find it, again, odd that somebody that's had so many troubles with the law recently and the such is... I'm just thinking, if you're somebody that is relying on Chris Conley as your faith advisor, there's something wrong there. But that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, if I was to delve into this pool, and I do not want to be anybody's faith advisor. That's not my role here, and I don't want it to be my role. Yeah. But if we were to delve into this water, you know what I think would have been a great topic this week for somebody like him? Lying. The fact that I don't know if in your religious upbringing, but in mine, lying is a sin.
Well, it's one of the 10 commandments. I was taught in Sunday school. Yeah.
It's a sin.
I could be wrong,
but it's a sin.
Number 6 or number 7 is do not lie, and it's right before I do not steal.
But I mean, if you're going to be somebody that's every week, you know, pontificating about your faith and the importance of doing the right things, wouldn't at some point you kind of say, you know, the guy that I'm supporting all the time is breaking one of the big rules of one's faith.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that lying is wrong. Lying is a sin. And this week it really got to me because, again, it started off with this, you know, this chat thing,
yeah,
that, you know, where you're putting information out there that could easily been taken by adversaries of the United States of America.
Just unthinkable.
But then instead of saying, hey, something wrong went happened here and that we should not be, this should not happen again, what does the Trump administration and all the folks involved in this start doing? They start lying. And I don't just say that loosely. But, I mean, the press secretary, the national security advisor, the defense secretary, the leader of the intelligence, the director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard.
And we've seen this in the past. The press secretary, she has a cross that she wears around her neck. And she goes up there and she... and
gets up there and lies.
Do you see the hypocrisy of that? Someone who wears a cross and yet has a consistency to lie to reporters, or and just, my gosh.
But I mean, the idea
just makes me sick to my stomach.
But I mean, you put all these pieces together. It's like you were talking about the other day, talking about doing a puzzle.
Yeah, doing a puzzle.
And right. I'm looking at this puzzle right here, whether it's Chris Conley, whether it's Tulsi Gabbard, whether it's Donald Trump. You know, all these folks who try to wrap themselves around Jesus and, mm-hmm. and God and faith, and that they're the true believers and they're the ones that truly are closest to God. I mean, you see all these Donald Trump supporters and their T-shirts with Donald Trump and Jesus together. Yeah. Jesus wrapped his arms around Donald Trump. That Donald Trump is somebody that is somebody that has been chosen by God to lead this country.
And that is a scary thought that people actually believe
in. Well, but again, I mean, you know, if you're really believing on doing a Faith on Friday little commentary, maybe talking about lying one of these days would be a good place to start. After this week, that was my thought. You know, this would have been a good week to talk a little bit about lying and the importance of telling the truth, because we saw a whole lot of lying this week, and I think it needs to be talked about. And if you're truly going to try to live the life, walk in the shoes of Jesus Christ, maybe, just maybe, you ought to start telling the truth a little bit more. But
absolutely.
There you go. I put my toe in that water here on this Friday morning. The time is almost 9:19. We'll come back and have Paul Micklin coming up in just a few moments. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us by calling or texting at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Final Friday of March. And heading towards another big weekend, and I think a weekend, judging by the weather, that people will be staying in, maybe watching a lot of sports, because with the icy roads, apparently getting some ice storms, you don't want to be out there. And as our meteorologist said, you don't even want to be out there walking, especially when you get as old as I. You fall down, you break a hip or something like that. But so stay in, watch a lot of sports. We got baseball season underway. We're down to the final 10 games of the regular season for the Bucks. NCAA basketball tournament, Sweet 16 and Elite 8 coming up. Talk a lot about the sports going on with Paul Micklin. good morning.
Good morning. Last week when I started with the weather, you came after me saying, no. I was saying, you're a weatherman too, huh?
I don't remember that.
Well, you forget.
No, I do remember, though. I was touting
Giannis leaving.
No, how smart the Brewers,
that might happen.
No, how smart the Brewers were to get Jackson Schurrle signed for a long-term contract. But after yesterday, obviously you got to get rid of this guy immediately because 0-5 with 5 strikeouts. I mean, come on. I am joking.
Yeah, I know.
but it just shows again. You can say so many good things, and all of a sudden it's like, man, I say all these good things in the opening day, and it's like, I mean, that's hard.
Baseball's fickle.
It is. I mean,
very fickle.
But it's like, man, you got the big national TV audience and everything else, and everybody's like, oh, this is the next superstar, and it's like, oh. Baseball, especially. Baseball is one of those sports where you can be at the high, and then the low, very, very quickly. Because hitting a baseball is probably the hardest thing to do in sports.
Well, they say it's the hardest thing to do.
I would say it's
the hardest thing to do.
When you have a guy, you could be, what's it, the old saying? If you could fail 7 out of 10 times and still
make the Hall of Fame,
be a great player.
Yeah. I mean, if you did that for 15 years.
I always thought it was harder catching a football.
No. Get into the batter's box and try to hit a 100-mile-per-hour fastball or a curveball, especially, or a slider. I mean,
I've never played a baseball as a kid. The closest thing I played was T-ball. Technically, the ball was on a stand.
Yeah. Ian, I would not be bragging about that fact on the radio right now.
That's probably true.
Cheerio might have won it on a tee yesterday.
Well, the way he was going, he may have had a hard time hitting it. But opening day, obviously, start of a new season, and I mean, again, 1 out of 162.
I do, and to be honest with you, the caning the runs that he gave up, you know, but you still see Peralta. What, he's the 5-inning king.
I said it to Mike Clemens earlier. I said, you know, it was a normal Peralta kind of game. I mean, gave up a couple long balls, one of which, and you were saying, yeah, I agreed, wind was blowing towards right, and it was right field.
It kind of got in the air.
That short porch, yep. Many ballparks. I mean, generally, again, it was and frankly, I don't mind the 5 innings this point of the year. You're still in March, but I would like to see him be able to build himself up. My thought is,
but I don't think those 5 innings would have been different. It was pitch count.
I was saying this, as I was going to say here, that I wish that they would allow him to go a little deeper as the season goes deeper, because you build yourself up, and it was 80, I think it was like 83 pitches. I mean, come on, that's not that many.
Correct, but if you start another inning.
But this time of year, I have no issue with it. I mean, obviously, it's still first start of the year. We're in March.
And we got a lot of injuries.
Right. So, I mean, but I think big picture-wise, you still would like a guy like Peralta to be able to be a guy that goes 7 innings on a regular basis. Because, I mean, yesterday.
At least 6.
I mean, the thing was, the problem wasn't him giving up 2 runs in 5 innings. The problem was giving up the 2 runs in the final 4 innings.
Correct. And those were, I mean, to be honest, if the ball doesn't hit the base, it's a double play.
Right.
Or whatever the case may be. They at least get 1 out. He probably gets out of it. But those are, you know, I just, sooner or later, talent wins out.
And by the thing about it yesterday as well is, if you get into a situation where you have Churio and Yelich coming up with second and third and 1 out in the 9th inning, needing one of them to get a hit, I think a lot of the times that's going to happen. Just yesterday, it did not happen.
Well, we hope it happens.
Well, those are two guys you'd like to see in those situations. I mean, that's
correct. I mean, and they were talking about it, and you know, this is where you like the Adames, you know, and they're not wrong, I guess. And he did have a lot of clutch hits. It's just that again,
Willie's gone. We got to move on.
He's gone. But my point being, who filled his spot?
That's true. But I mean, again, it was not the problem. I mean, you had the two guys you wanted up there at that position in that position.
But it wasn't in the middle of the game, though. I mean, the whole game, you know what I'm saying? Like, he kind of gets one of those clutch hits that I'm not saying in that situation, because we don't know if that would have been the situation. So we're hypothetically speaking everything. My point being is he usually came up with a clutch hit somewhere along the game, and that's what he did. I mean, even if it was with an RBI in the 6th or 7th when they're behind. I'm not just talking about the 9th. Who's going to fill that spot? Who's going to fill that spot in that team? I don't see it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got a point there that obviously when you let a guy like Adames go that has, especially the power numbers. I mean, you're not going to replace that with some guy that you just bring in normally. I mean,
Vinny did have a home run, so if you in theory, if you say Vinny came in there and had it, I guess technically, but he wasn't
a shortstop either.
But Ortiz moves over, and then Vinny goes in for him, so you're replacing him with that. Okay. It's the same guy. And he did have a home run, but my point being is...
So your point is that talent-wise, they just aren't as good.
I don't think so. Have we been fooled the last couple of years? I feel like we've been fooled. That's just my
You can also talk maximizing. This maximizing. They maximize, especially on the pitching side. Did you notice, and I actually want to talk about this when we come back, because, again, sometimes I don't keep an eye on some of these things maybe as closely as I used to. They have a new hitting coach who has spent like 44 years in the minors. Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
My first thought is, that's going to be a kind of a tough job. You're fighting all this time and now being the hitting coach for this team.
And they're going to have to, and I'm going to be honest with you, start at the beginning of the year, they're going to have to score more than two runs to win games.
And I sometimes wonder, I think looking at that lineup, it's not a murderer's role. I want to kind of touch on that because I think that's probably one of the toughest jobs around right now is being that hitting coach.
You just told me that it's not that big a deal that Adamas is not there.
I did not say that was not a big deal. I'm saying that, again, the situation. We'll be right back. Yeah. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I'm sure you'll be tuned in at the end of the show because Ian's got to get it right today or else he fails for the week.
Yep, I got a lot of pressure today.
You know, I'm waiting for the time I come in here and you're 4-0 and you're going to 5. Have we ever had that before?
Well, that one week where I was sick. You got the first four days right, and I actually Bob was substituting for me, and I think you must have came in on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was 4 out of 4 that week, and he could not finish it off. I guess maybe because I wasn't giving him the questions most of the week.
So the problem is Ian is Chad. That's the problem. That's the moral of the story.
I don't think so.
He got the first 3 days wrong, and then yesterday the number for the day was the subject was Robin Yount because it was opening day.
Yep.
And the question was, how many hits did Robin Yount have for his career? And I the three choices were 2,600 and something.
Well, that's not it.
3,100 and something, 3,600 and something.
31.
It was 31. And he got
that's
it right.
I got right.
I kind of and I thought that was kind of an easy one.
That was a that's what we would say is not hitting would be a softball. That wouldn't have.
But Ian wasn't really, you know, he doesn't know the Brewer history like you and I do.
Well,
I watch a lot of baseball.
Well, the thing is that one, because you know he had 3,000, and 600 is a lot more because he had a pretty So that's
Hank Aaron had 36 something, and that was like when he retired. That was like the second or third most ever. So it's like even now I think it would be among the top 5 or 6.
36.
Really high level, yeah. So 3,100 is exactly what we would think. But Robin, and I said this on the show yesterday, I said I still remember when he retired, and he could have kept playing. He really could have. He had not become an anchor on that team, but I think at that point he was like, you know, he did 20 years, and he's the kind of guy that I think –
He had other activities he wanted to do in life.
He was somebody that wasn't all about that. And I think maybe starting with, because he came to the majors when he was like 17 or 18. And he was still in his 30s.
Yeah.
I was disappointed when he retired. He's the kind of guy, I think now it's like he never had that that terrible fade where you're just, you're struggling at about 225 and just trying to get through it.
And you don't know if that it could have came the next year. It could have came, it could have come that fast.
Right.
Which is a credit to him.
Exactly.
That he'd stayed that whole time.
Yep. Real fast. I mean, I mentioned, because I had not really known this, but there was a story on The Athletic this week about Al LaBeouf, the new Brewer hitting coach. And quite a story. I mean, guy had survived cancer. He got cancer because of a hit pitch. I'd never heard that. You ever heard?
I did not know that.
Back when he was a player, as a minor league player, it was in a simulated game, no less. I mean, so it wasn't even a real game. He got hit in the hip. A hard sinker bore into his left hip in a simulated game back in 1985, and it somehow almost killed him decades later. But basically, it was a case where his body was, it was trying to, fix it.
Yep.
And instead of fixing it, it led to cancer. And he wears these odd shoes. But he's been in minor league baseball for 44 years, and now he finally gets his first crack being with the Brewers. And it was a really nice story. So, a guy to root for. But I worry for him now. I worry because hitting coaches, it's such an easy job for somebody to say, well, we're struggling, so we're going to get rid of the hitting coach. Like, he can magically make a 240 hitter turn into a 300 hitter overnight.
Especially when they're at that level already.
Exactly.
You're talking about maybe a technical thing here and there. I mean, that's all you can do because those guys have done it for how many years?
And I would say that, the guys that get to the certain level, the ball players, it's like, well, I've always been doing it this way.
Yes.
I mean, it would be hard. You would have to really develop a trust. I would think being a hitting coach, it would be one of the more difficult jobs to have that actual where if you do the right things, you're going to get the rewards for it. Because you can do all the right things and still not get the rewards for it, I think.
I agree. I mean and nowadays.
I wouldn't want to be a hitting coach. That would be hard.
You're basically just, I don't know what you're even doing. Because now you probably got trainer. You probably got their own hitting coach.
Yeah.
The guys that they go to in the offseason.
Got their parents. I shouldn't say that.
Yelich's parents were out there complaining.
We spent all that money taking them off on all these games during the summer.
Yeah, Cheerios probably was out there yesterday.
I just thought it was an interesting story. And again, for the Brewers, hopefully they get more than two runs per game or else it's going to be a long year for Al LaBeouf.
And at the end of the day, would it have been his fault? Because this is how they've been made.
Right.
They struck out yesterday a lot again.
This is what they do.
This is what they do.
If I found a hitting coach that would turn all these strikeouts into at least contact. I mean,
even dribblers or whatever the case, they had a couple hits again.
But again, it comes in a bad second day of the season. We're going to be talking about this. The analytics. I mean, because nowadays we talk, because me and you can go to a game and say, hey, we should be bunting here. They never do it because the analytics say you shouldn't ever bunt, ever.
Yep.
I mean, and it's like, it just drives you nuts.
And the
analytics say, hey, you should not be cutting down on your swing with two strikes because the home run is still bigger than any single because you got to get three hits to get a run, blah, blah, blah.
Well, Girardi was talking about analytics, I think, the whole time, and Schrader, he is not. He's old school, what I mean? So I thought that the booth was different.
But Schrader, how many years has he been doing the games? It's Bill Schroeder.
Schrader, whatever. Hey, what?
How many years does a guy have to be doing the games?
Hey, I never said I was an announcer, all right? Never said I was an announcer.
You've done announcing, so there, you've been.
I'll say his name right when he hits 250, which will be never. So then I can get that on there.
Let's talk about the Bucks a little bit.
Well, we should talk about. Are we in a disarray of Wisconsin athletics?
Disarray.
Are we going to go through a little time here where things might not look so good?
Boy, you're as dark as the clouds outside here. Right,
be honest with it. I mean, the Bucks thing, because you brought it up. I mean,
they're mediocre.
Well, especially when you don't have Dame.
I know. They're mediocre right now. And there's there's not much optimism that this team right now can make a deep run, even because it's, it reminds me, Dame, if he does come back, he'll be like he was last year.
Where if he comes back, I don't think he's coming back.
I probably agree with you there. I mean, this sounds pretty significant. Yeah, I mean, and they're asking this young kid to kind of step in. I mean, maybe it'll be a miracle, but it's going to take a miracle because, man, this is not good.
No.
Not good.
I mean, this is not good for the organization.
And then Giannis missed the last game. I mean, it's like, man.
And the thing is, they actually stay with him.
And the thing about it is, though, I just hope. Yeah, no, you're exactly right. But I just hope that we do get Giannis for the whole play. I mean, even if Dame's not there, just get Giannis for the whole playoff series. I then let the chips fall because the guy's been. There was a really another good article I read on The Athletic. They had an interview with Giannis, and you know, just he's very real about things, and you know, he's I think a little disappointed the way things have gone so far this season, but he's very good about not throwing people under the bus. Yep. in that respect. But part of the story as well was, and he's all about getting team accolades, but you know, the writer said, I mean, he's been as good as he's ever been when you look at his numbers and the way that he impacts games.
Yep.
And yet you don't hear him being part of the conversation for MVP. But he made the point, hey, you know, a lot of it has to do, if you're struggling, and the Bucks have struggled at times this season, 40 and 32 is nothing to really write home about, that you're not going to get the same acknowledgments for like MVP. It does go hand in hand, and the guy is very real. I mean, yep. It really is. He's such a, and it's hard to believe in what, 12 years now or something like that, and he's playing at the top of his game. It's just amazing.
Yes, and
he's asked to do more now than he's ever been asked to do.
They got to get some other guys that are hitting their shots, and Gary Trent I think is hitting their shots, and I think, I don't know who you're talking about, Rollins,
yeah,
coming
Rollins
in there.
Yep.
But my guess is, looking at the Denver game, especially now that they know Dame is out, that Porter will go in the starting rotation and Rollins will be. Why they kept him with Rollins in the game before, the two games before that, was they were thinking Dame was coming back and they didn't want to
rotation. Yeah.
And now it's like, all right, Porter, because now Porter played like 32 minutes the other night, which is he's supposed to.
And even if they don't change the starters, it doesn't really matter in a sense. It depends on how many minutes you get. If you get 32 minutes, it's still like you're a starter.
Yes, correct. So, I mean, but he did start, I believe. On the other. So I think they'll go back with Porter now.
And actually, I think tonight is actually a kind of a litmus test kind
of
game.
This is the team we might play.
Exactly. And it's like you playing at home, you're coming off the road trip, you want to at least be competitive, because I have this worry that they could lose by 20 points tonight, because sometimes it's hard after a road trip, that first game back, you know. I mean, you see it a lot, baseball. I mean, how many times have the Brewers on a nice road trip come back and lay an egg the first game on a new home stand?
Yep.
And
they could. I mean, I thought they played well against Phoenix, and I think they played, I didn't
see
that
Phoenix game. Boy, if you win that Phoenix game 3-2, you feel so much better about the trip.
Correct, even though you played a couple of JV teams there.
I know.
But Phoenix was not a JV team, and Phoenix needed that game.
Yes, they did.
And that's what was impressive. And Giannis said it after the game. He goes, we can win. We can still win. We can win this way. We can win this way. And they were missing Portis yet, so you still got, hopefully, him coming back. And how good he can be at that time is going to be interesting. Hopefully, you got four games to get it back. And now you got to be looking at, hey, let's try to win a series. You know, let's see if we can win a series and what we can do in the second round then. Maybe give them everything we have, and that's what you got to look for. I think it'd be a successful season if they get to the second round.
And the thing is, you got to win a series. It's going to be a very bad pattern.
Well, the bad pattern is that they got very unfortunate luck too.
Yeah. But at some point, you get to 3 years in a row first round. It's, I mean, luck or no luck, you got to find a way.
Well, you know, I would like to ask you. You talked about you.
Gonna talk about me.
Yep.
Talk about me.
Because, and I'm not disagreeing with the fact, but
here,
you were Bud.
What?
You were a big Bud fan.
And I still am a big Bud fan.
He's 9,500
in
Phoenix.
That franchise is screwed up.
Okay.
It's
somebody else's fault. Somebody else's fault. All right. I knew you were a big Bud fan, so I thought,
am a Bud fan. I'm still a Bud fan.
How many All-Stars does he need to win? I have to be honest with you, I'm a Bud fan too. My point being is, sometimes things just don't work out.
Well, you're, that's true. That's true.
I mean, they got Durant. They got. They, I mean, they got the guard that hit the winning shot. They have guys that are legit.
But again, that team is not built very well. This owner has been a he's been a disaster. But. Who did you rather see the Bucks play? Indiana, Detroit, or New York in the playoffs, first round? I don't want them to play New York. I think these games coming down
if they get the seventh or sixth seed, they're in trouble.
Indiana or Detroit's much better than New York. New York is a much more dangerous team than the other two.
100%.
Yeah. So that means these final games are important.
They have to move up. They have to move up, and I think they can. Look at the schedule; they can move up now. I mean, there's games there to win, and they got Portis back for the last two against or last four, but two against Detroit. If you can beat those, win those two, I think all these games are going to be critical. I don't think you can sit there and rest guys.
You cannot just cruise into the playoffs.
You got to win these games, exactly, and they got to get to one of those, and again, try to win that first round game.
Well, the good news is that. At number six, at least they don't have to worry about number seven to be in that play on that list at this point.
Well, they have about four games ahead?
Five and a half. So they're not going to. I shouldn't say anything, but.
If they are, we're in trouble.
Absolutely. Well, all right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. Enjoy the basketball and the baseball and everything else. And don't go outside and slip on the ice.
You be careful, weatherman Chad Holmes. Thanks, guys. You guys have a great weekend.
We'll come right back. Daily History Lesson coming up next here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO. Today is Friday, March the 28th of 2025. Final moments before we head off to the weekend. It is day number 87 of this year. There are 200 and... Is this right? Let me look at this.
What does it say?
I don't think this is right. Well, I guess it is right. This makes sense. Yeah, I guess so. Because, you know, third month of the year, about 31, 20. Because I think, for some reason, I was thinking we were above 100 days already. And my mind is completely off
time
kilter.
Time may be going fast, but not that fast.
I know. It's like day number 87 of this year. There are 278 days remaining. Some famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1973, Wilt Chamberlain retired from pro basketball. At the time, he was the all-time leading scorer in NBA history. Boy, I was just a kid. I was like 8 years old, but I remember when this happened. 1979, in Pennsylvania, a pump in the reactor cooling system failed in the Three Mile Island accident, resulting in the evaporation of some contaminated water, causing a nuclear meltdown. On this date in 1984, in the middle of the night, Robert Irsay moved the Baltimore Colts football team to Indianapolis. On this date in 1986, more than 6,000 radio stations of all formats played We Are the World simultaneously at 10:15 a.m. Eastern Time. On this date in 1995, singer Lyle Lovett and actress Julia Roberts announced they were separating after 21 months of marriage. And on this date in 2017, the world's largest dinosaur footprint 5.5 feet long, was found in Kimberley, Western Australia.
Wow.
A few famous folks are celebrating their birthdays. Actor Diane Wiest, 77. Reba McEntire, 70 years old today. Actor Vince Vaughn is 55. Former reality star Kate Gosselin is 50. Julia Stiles is 44. And Lady Gaga, it's her birthday, 39 years old today.
Nice.
And if you out there, of course, is celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
When is your birthday again? I forgot.
It's April 20th.
Oh, it's coming up pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I asked. Because I was thinking it's been a while. I thought maybe it's coming up pretty soon. Some special events being celebrated today. Children's Picture Book Day. Black Forest Cake Day. Mm-hmm. Hot Tub Day.
Oh, hot tub. Yeah, a hot tub. Today.
Yeah, hot tub this weekend would be great.
Yeah.
Don't go outside.
Very relaxing.
Something on a stick day. So I guess if you could have a
corn dog on a
corn
stick,
dog or
popsicle on the
popsicle,
stick,
or ice cream thing
on a stick.
Yeah, kebab.
On a stick.
A lot of things on a stick. I wonder if this is a problem, but it's Respect Your Cat Day. Are there a lot of people that don't respect their cat?
I guess so. I mean, I respect my cat. I don't know how much she respects me.
And it's Weed Appreciation Day. And when we talk about weed, it's not Weed Appreciation Day for the stuff that people smoke. It's about
stuff in the ground.
The yard pests that we try to kill.
Yeah. Well, I guess you have appreciation for weeds some days.
So well, it must be another day that's that Weed Appreciation Day. So it's Weed Appreciation Day here today.
Okay.
All right. This is the pressure.
Yes.
The time has come. It is time now for the number for the day quiz. Ian needs a correct answer.
I do.
For a passing grade here today.
Yes, I do.
All right. We mentioned the topic.
Alaska, yes.
All right. And on Sunday the 30th.
Okay.
On that day will be the anniversary of when Alaska was purchased in 1867.
Mm.
Alaska was purchased for from Russia by the United States Secretary of State William H. Seward.
Oh.
The news media called it Seward's folly. Because they thought, what? Why are we buying this land way up there?
Oh, dear.
It's not even close to where everybody else in America is. But in the end, Seward was right. It turned into a good deal for the United States of America.
Good for him. Yeah.
But the number for the day is, how much money was Alaska purchased for?
Okay. What are my choices?
Your choices are
okay.
$7.2 million.
Okay.
$17.2 million. $27.2 million.
How much?
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
The number is about 2 cents per acre. So if you knew how many acres Alaska was, you would know it. So 2 cents per acre, that's not a lot.
Okay.
But $7.2 million, $17.2 million, $27.2 million. How much was Alaska purchased for?
You know what? I'm going to say, just going. Oh my God! Here I'm going to say $7.2 million. So I went with A.
Went right with it, huh?
Final answer to end the week.
Right with the gut.
Yeah, right with the gut. I'm going with A.
So again, just to recap this week, you got it wrong on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Got it right on Thursday. So you put yourself against the wall,
back against the wall.
And it all comes right down to this.
That's right.
All right. On the 30th of March of 1867, Alaska was purchased for $7.2 million.
Yes, I got a pressing
week. What a comeback. What a comeback.
Wow. There you go, the pressure rate.
I tell you, what an amazing comeback.
Oh,
congratulations.
Feels good going into the weekend.
All right, well, enjoy your weekend.
You too, Chad. Happy Friday, everybody, and please be safe out there.
We'll be back Monday morning, 8 till 10 a.m., right here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.